it, Randy.
Zick now breaks tackles at the 45. Down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line for a gain of 7. And it's second down and 3 for the Roshold Hornets as we now are at the 3-minute mark of quarter number 3.
That's 5 fumbles, 5 lost on the game for the Royals. And if the Hornets come back and take this one, you know exactly what it was.
Plus the INT,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You wonder if it's just cool enough that it's making the ball a little bit slick out there.
Could be.
Here's the dive play once again, straight up the middle. Not much running room, but he didn't need a whole lot.
Literally a dive.
3, I think.
I think he's a little short.
Going to be just a little bit short, so they're going to give him 2 on the carry. Bring up a 3rd down and 1 with the ball marked just inside the 36-yard line of Assumption. Got about 2 lengths of the football to go here. O'Donnell under center. Let's see if a QB sneaks it here. Yep. And they had him short, but I think he pushed the pile far enough ahead to the 34-yard line.
I think he got a gain of 2.
Yep. And it'll be a 1st and 10 for Roshold. The initial surge had him stopped, but he kept those legs a-driving and got himself the 1st down.
The initial surge. Wasn't Surge a character in Beverly Hills Cop? So he'd be the initial surge.
I think it was a drink before that, maybe.
No, I think that's after. That was like a knockoff Mountain Dew.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You ever have the urge for a surge?
Mm, I got a Mountain Dew right here.
There you go. 1st and 10, as they do give him the mark. Here's a handoff to Zick again off the left side on the left hash mark, and he piles it
three.
Up to the 32-yard line for 2 yards on that carry, 2nd and 8. You know, if we could count over the course of the year how many times they run towards the broadcast booth, we could do it on less than 2 hands.
They sounds just, about right.
I don't care which way they're headed. They run towards the opposite side of the field. I don't care where we're broadcasting from.
You're not wrong.
They run towards the booth. They just don't.
You're not wrong.
2nd down. Pitch back. Hey, they're going to run it our way. What do you know? Zick is going to come the 25, the 30, inside the 30, the 29. He really got
heck of a tackle there by Johnson.
You bet it was at the 29-yard line. That was a tough 3 yards. It'll be 3rd down and 5. My goodness. He just kind of spun him around. If that would have been a quarterback in the NFL, that would have been roughing.
Oh, yeah, that's a flag. I will say this much, though, as bad as that Monday night game was to watch, the Hail Mary was just cool.
You know, I turned away just then, and I didn't see it.
What's wrong with you, Randy? Well,
but, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, moment. Me too, man. Me too. But that was one thing that I will say about Aaron is this is turning out to be not football anymore.
Yeah.
That was not roughing the passer.
He even said it wasn't.
Yeah.
Here's the handoff to Zicker on the left side. He's
trying
to
keep
those legs drive, but he's not going to get the 1st down. They're going to mark him short at the 27-yard line for a gain of 2. It'll be 4th down and 3. And now, of course, Aaron Rodgers reunited with Devontae Adams. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, word has it that they are signing Jordy Nelson, actually, too. And Donald Driver. So the New York Packers, they might be a force in that AFC East if Buffalo can't get out of their own way.
I wonder if Boyd Dollar is still available.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Number 86.
James Lofton.
Carroll Dale.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
We've got options. Gives me a pitch to the right-hand side. Zick's going to try to get first.
He got it.
Boy, they had him stop short, and then he spun out of that tackle. They're still shoving him forward at the 22, inside the 20. They're going to mark him down at the 19. Boy, he got 8 yards after he almost lost yardage on 4th and 3. Instead, he gets a 1st down at the 19-yard line. They trail it by 6 with 29 seconds to go.
What Assumption is doing there through most of the 2nd quarter and 3rd quarter, Roshold's doing it right down to them right now, just running it right down their throats.
Kind of abandoned the passing game here because Parker Brewing just got too much pressure on Mr.
Yep.
O'Donnell.
They're doing a better job run blocking than they are passing.
Yep. Here's the handoff, and that's going to be good for only about a yard to Weedza. Aiden, the junior.
I think he got 2.
They're going to put it at the 17, you're right. Give him 2 yards. 2nd down and 8. And that will be the end
quarter.
Of quarter number 3, where the scoreboard now reads the Assumption Royals 20, the Hornets of Roshold 14. We'll be back with the exciting 4th quarter of action from Woodtrust Bank Field at Southwood County Stadium right after this. You're listening to Royal Football on WFAN. IRI.
Do you have some gently used items that you want to get rid of? Donate them to the Love It Again Thrift Store. If you have questions about your items, just call 715-315-4689. Love It Again Thrift Store is a ministry of Love, Inc.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Could either be Werewolves of London or All Summer Long. Werewolves of London. Second down, 8 yards to go as we start quarter number four. Rosholt on the drive, trailing it.
Pass.
Six, back to throw. Lobs it up at the 5 yard line. Caught at the 5. Just out leaping the defenders, and it'll be first and goal to goal for the Hornets as the receiver gets up a little bit slow. It's Eli Lugo, the senior, on the catch. I think that was Mr. Lugo.
No, it was Weezer.
Okay, it was Weezer. Okay. So at the 6 yard line is where it'll be. First and goal for the Hornets, trying to get that lead back.
How many yard reception was that, Randy?
11 yards.
I missed where the snap was, so thank you.
Left and right are the receivers, and they'll hand it to the up back. Dancing near the goal line is Mason Lockery, the freshman. They'll put him down. They'll say the 2 the knee touched. For a gain of 4, second and goal from the 2 yard line. Hornets trying to recapture the lead, trailing it by 6. Well, at least they can tie it if they knock it in here.
Right. Hoping for the Royals that they can make a stop here. I mean, a fumble, that'd be all right.
We haven't seen one for a while.
No.
O'Donnell under center, and he'll take
stopped.
It. Stopped. Boy. Hit immediately, making the tackle, I think, for the Royals that time was Pavlovsky, the senior. They say Stotts. And put it back at the closer to the 3 yard line. Might have lost one on that.
Third, I think so too.
Goal. Good defense that time by Assumption.
I think that was Zick, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay.
As O'Donnell comes in with the play from the sideline. Minute and a half gone by here in quarter number 4. Big player early in this fourth stanza.
Yeah, huge play right here.
O'Donnell's going to keep it. He's going to go up.
There's
the
false start on that play.
Yeah, yep. He would have got to the end zone, too, but there's going to be a penalty right there, like you said, for 5 yards, and it'll be third and goal now from the 8.
22 yards and 2 inches on 6 penalties in the second half for the Hornets.
Had a couple of penalties from the 1 inch line, didn't they?
I'm glad you laughed at that one. So I've rolled your eyes at most of them, like most people do. That's all right, though.
Somebody's got to do it.
Hey, I'm having fun.
Yeah, we are. On a Thursday night, it's bonus football for us here.
Oh, yeah. Make it for the last week. I'm down with that.
Next game we've got on the air will be tomorrow night, right back here.
Playoff brackets come out Saturday morning, so we'll find out if we're bringing another one for week 10.
Here's the snap from shotgun formation. Goes to the end zone, and it is behind the intended receiver that time, Gavin Aaron, and it'll now be
fourth down.
Fourth and goal from the 8.
I think at this point for Rochelle, what you do is you roll it one way or the other and hope he can get a flag for an interference, move the ball up and try her again. But, I mean, fourth and 8, that's starting to get a little lengthy.
Clock stops on the incomplete pass, 2 ticks under 10 minutes remaining in the ball game.
Plenty of game, though.
20-14 Assumption, who scored the only points in quarter number 3 to take the lead. 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the top of the screen. Back in shotgun formation, and looked like
neutral zone infraction.
Yeah, I think Cornwell got
a little close.
Too close. But the Royals are clapping like by jumping, they got the Hornets to move. So the penalty now will make it fourth and goal back at the 13.
I'm liking the odds here more and more and more. Hopefully no, you know, as they say on the old TV machine, no dumb penalties. Just let the game sort itself out. Did you know they're going to be throwing?
15th play of the drive, fourth and goal from the 13-yard line, back to throw.
Pass.
Looking, throws it over the middle.
Underneath.
And it's caught, but
short.
It'll be short of the goal line by about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards. So the long drive by the Hornets does not result in points. And the pass is good for 11 yards.
Nolan Betker on the reception.
And turn it over on downs. Wow, what a stand by the Royals.
That was kind of like that Super Bowl play from the Rams and Titans a few years back, 20-some years back. Right in the middle of the field, and he's reaching for it, and just short.
Number 87, but I can't think of his name. Yep. I can see his number, and I can see him reaching against the Rams, but he didn't get it.
Right as the clock expires.
Yep. Royals got to get out of their own end zone now as they're pushing the pile and get to maybe the 4. I think they do. Gain of 2 on the play.
That'd be Cornwell.
Seth remembered.
Yep, Dyson.
Yep.
Seth, you're on stuff tonight, man.
Tonight? He's always
on.
Oh,
yeah. Come on. Well, yeah, I mean... I should have been a little more courteous there. No, he's always on the game.
He hasn't missed one all night.
No, he hasn't.
And he's still listening to us. That's
I'm really impressed with that.
That's what I'm really impressed with, yes. And again, they'll roll it to the right side. Steinert.
Steinert.
15, 17-yard lane, maybe even the 18. Let's see where they put it down, 17. A gain of 13 on the carry, and the Royals get a little bit further away from the shadow of their own goalposts. Nice. Wasn't Mike Tyson. No, it was Dyson, right?
Dyson. No, that's Tyson the chicken. Never mind. Dyson. Wasn't that like a really bad a blender, like in the day?
Or vacuum cleaner or something.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, no.
Well, they're about the same thing.
Sure. First and 10 Royals from their own 17-yard line. Martin goes in motion towards the left-hand side. They'll hand it off on the dive. And
ran into his own lineman.
Nothing doing that time. Gain of 0. Second down and 10. Still at their own 17-yard line. Does keep the clock running, however. 8:34. How about a little bit of a 8-minute drive here and just kind of wrap things up?
Oh, yeah. Get a win. End the season on a high note.
For the seniors especially?
Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm all about that, Randy.
Be wonderful. And again, we've got more football action for you tomorrow night right here as the Lincoln Red Raiders will be playing host to the Huskies of Eau Claire North. In the meantime, second down for Assumption. Steinert's going to keep it, and then he'll cut it back towards the far hash mark. Going to gain maybe a yard. The headlinesman says the 18-yard line is where they're going to mark it for third down and 9. And we've talked about a couple of big plays in this ball game. I think this is kind of one, too, because if they don't pick up this first down, Rosholt hypothetically could get some pretty good field position.
Yes. I don't even want to venture to say what's going to happen here. I'll leave that to Coach Sullivan, but this is about as big of a moment in the game as we've had to this point.
Braxton, just a sophomore, brings the troops to the line of scrimmage. There's France on the right side of the formation, out wide receiver. And they'll put a man in motion. That's over to Joe Johnson. He's going to try to get that speed to the corner again, 25, 28.
It's close. I think he got it.
Yep, they're going to mark him up at the 30-yard line. So gain of 12 when they needed 9. And that's going to keep the clock moving in the favor of the Royals. He has just done that several times, and he came our way, too. We got to see it firsthand.
Randy, I'm just over the moon with this game. We've had some luck that way.
Wow.
And we've been even starting to call some of those spots, too.
Right.
Just took 9 weeks.
Well, and 3 years.
You're no kidding. Yeah, that's about as long as we've been doing this together here.
Boy, that time goes
officially
fast. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, good times, man. You know, back when we started doing this here together, you had hair almost like mine.
That'd have to go back 60 years.
I'm okay, sorry. Never mind.
Here's a handoff, left side, back towards the middle of the field, and push it up to the 32-yard line, gain of 2.
Yeah, don't compliment Randy because he's just gonna make it an old joke. And
second down and 8 yards to go for Assumption. As the clock continues to roll, we are now 50 ticks away from halfway through quarter number four.
And, you know, these young men, they're going to be getting pretty excited as that clock ticks. And I think Coach Sullivan's just saying, hey, don't snap the ball until he starts counting. You can put his hand up in the air for 10 seconds. Once he starts counting, then snap the ball. There we go.
At 4, 3, and they snap it. Uh-oh.
No one home.
Everybody went to the left except the quarterback. Braxton went to the right, and they grab him back at the 30-yard line for a loss of 2, and now suddenly it's 3rd and long, 3rd and 10 from the 30 to be exact.
Well, clock's still running.
Down to 10 ticks away from 6 minutes to go. And just moments ago, we set a big 3rd down, and they got it in the hands of Mr. Johnson as he came around the near side.
You think they go to the well again, but only on the far side? And not Gary Larson's cartoons?
That was good. Let's see what Coach draws up here as the offense comes set at the line of scrimmage.
It's a give.
Give it to Cornwell up the middle. He's going to be good for about 6 to the 36-yard line. That's the good news. The bad news is they need a 10. And it'll be 4th and 4. From their own 36-yard line, 37, of course.
You've got a punt. Yeah, I mean, you've got a punt, right?
I think so. You got the lead. You can't give them good field position. And Camden Martin stands back to do just that.
Stretching out real quick, getting them the hamstring ready.
He's standing at his own 25-yard line.
And I don't think they'd want to fake it.
Kicking into the breeze. A little bit of a high snap. Here comes pressure. Whoa. He just got that away, and it goes straight up, and then it's grabbed by Rothschild. I think the guy thought he was downing it. That was Hayden Wiese, the junior. He kind of grabbed it and looked like he was going to take a knee, and also he went, wait, I'm on offense.
That was like a 6-yard punt.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. He almost blocked that thing. So now Rothschild going to have good field position at the 42-yard line of the Royals. And it's going to get very interesting, Michael, in the final 4:58.
Royals need to stop.
Just single receivers left and right now for the quarterback, O'Donnell. He takes, he turns, he gives it to the up back. That's Caleb Zick, and he gets to the 40. And it'll be 2nd down and 8 for Rothschild. Caleb Zick, just a junior for the Hornets. Are they going to 8-man next year?
Yes, they are. And the Royals will be in 2 years as of right now. So this is the end of an era for Rothschild. Very proud program, very proud community. And it's just a change, you know, just dropping enrollments, dropping participation to keep the program alive. You've got to make a change.
Got some friends who live over in the Rothschild area. Their son graduated 2 years ago, played 4 years for the Hornets. 2nd down and 8. Here's the handoff to the lone setback. That's Mason Lockery, the freshman, who is grabbed and wrapped up at the 38, maybe the 37-yard line. We'll give him 3 yards on the carry. Brings up a 3rd down and 5. And we talk about 4-down territory.
Clock's still running. They've got to must go faster, to
yep.
quote
3:44.
To quote Jurassic Park again, as we do almost every week.
I wouldn't say
I do.
We.
I. Yeah, you haven't seen the movie.
The royal we. Under center, 3rd down, long 5 yards to go for the Hornets.
Pass.
To throw, looking downfield, letting it fly, and he overshoots the intended receiver, and they don't.
No, there's a flag there.
Oh, boy.
That, I don't know, man. That official was looking at it from behind. The one that was looking at it, I mean, right there, he doesn't throw it.
The umpire was almost involved in the play. He was that close to where the ball landed.
I'm not a fan of that one, my friend.
The head linesman from the 42-yard line called a penalty that occurred at the 13-yard line.
So, oh, boy, Randy.
Mark off that penalty all the way down to the 22-yard line.
15-er. Automatic first down. One thing's for sure, you can say that three of the 7 first downs in this half for the Hornets have been via assumption penalty.
Now the quarterback rolls to his right. He's going to let it fly. That's underthrown.
Intercepted!
I don't know. It might be dual possession. We're going to have to wait and see.
They just stopped the clock.
And they do say interception for the
Joseph
Royals.
Joseph Johnson on the catch.
And it's at the 7, maybe the 8-yard line where the Royals will take over on the INT.
They needed something big to happen there, and it's a senior to do it. Awesome job for the young man.
So they'll mark it officially at the 8-yard line, 1st and 10 Royals, and all they need to do, sounds easy, run out 3 minutes and 17 seconds. I think the Hornets have 2 timeouts left, if I remember.
Yes, that is correct.
They used one early in the third quarter. So now assumption after the interception. Break the huddle. France on the left side of the formation, wide out, as they're at the left hash mark. And Rosholt bringing a lot of guys up to
fumble.
I think Rosholt's got it too. And he
touchdown.
Picks it up and he runs it in for a touchdown.
31 on that carry.
Lorbecki,
and that would be, that would be about an 8-yard.
And we're tied at 20s with 3:12 to go in the ball game. What? Well, that's just this game. That's just this game, right?
Yeah.
And Rosholt going to take a timeout because they can take the lead here with 3:12 to go. We're just going to take a 30-second timeout again, Seth. We're back with more right after this.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Ooh, good one. Good one, Seth. That's a good one.
2-point conversion attempt here for the Rosholt Hornets. We're tied at 20s. O'Donnell under center. Wideouts left and right. He gives it to the lone back, who's grabbed around the goal line. No signal yet. Now they're still pushing. They're letting him continue to push.
Short.
They say no good. And the score will remain 20-20 with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go here in the ball game, and we've got an injured player laying down around the goal line, and it's
Hornet.
One of the Hornets, but he gets up.
He's all right.
It's one of the linemen, Braden Bonnie, senior. They help him up, and he's good. So the 2-point run is no good, and we are tied at 20s. Never got a chance to finish that little plug for Homestead here. Paul's got the course in beautiful shape. Still a good couple of weeks left. A beautiful weekend up and coming. Make sure you can get out there and play some golf and stop in for a little bite to eat afterwards and head out about 2.5 miles out of town west to go over the viaduct and say hi to Jamie and the whole gang out there at Homestead Golf and Supper Club. Been with us all year long as well. And we always thank all of our sponsors for
absolutely
allowing us to bring you these high school games. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. So now the Royals will get it with about 3 minutes to go here in the game, and we are tied at 20s, and we talked about 13 possessions in half number one.
Yeah.
Well, we have had 10 possessions here in half number two. This will be number 11.
Yep. Well, going with the music that Seth played for coming back from that break, hopefully these Royals can exercise the Hornets, because that was a theme from The Exorcist, if I correctly recall that. I wonder if there's any shenanigans on this kick, and there isn't.
So just a hard line drive. That's going to be grabbed at the 18-yard line by Johnson straight up the middle, 20, 25, 30.
Whoa!
Got some room.
Whoa!
Midfield to the outside, 40, 30. Got one man to beat. Knocked out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. as he was run down from behind by Caleb Zick, who kind of had the angle on him. But what looked to be a horrible turn of events, all of a sudden now the Royals turn things around, and they will have it officially at the Rosholt 16-yard line. My goodness, what a return straight up the gut by Joseph Johnson.
That is impressive. The senior, once again, he gets that pick to end that drive. Unfortunately, it didn't end the way they want. Now he's got that monster kick return that they just got to eat up clock and score with just over a minute or miss a minute or 3 minutes, 1 second to go.
Or 181 seconds.
That's too much for me, man. That's too much math.
Bottom of the screen for the Royals is France. Everybody else in tight. Martin goes in motion to left-hand side as they will give it on the dive, and nothing doing that time. Almost looked like there was a little bit of a consternation that time on Braxton's face as he handed it off and kind of pulled his arm away like, I'm giving it up to you, buddy, take it. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 from the 16-yard line.
What word did you just use?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
Consternation, you know.
Okay, like, that's
like the Big Dipper and stuff like that.
Okay, I was going a different route with that, but okay, never mind. Well, it was jammed up there in the middle, so we could go another word that's similar to that.
Second down, 10 yards to go. And they'll pitch it to the bottom of the screen to Mr. Johnson. He cuts
speed.
It inside 10. 5, cut it back, baby. Get on it. They pull the ball out of his hands. Who's got it? They're both battling for it. Rosholt thinks they do. Still no signal from the officials. Was he down? I think that ball came out. They're saying Rosholt ball.
Oh, man. Oh, Randy.
Yep, they're saying Rosholt football. And Royals are trying to argue. Parker Brewink is trying to argue his. And Coach Sullivan's walking down the sideline talking to the line judge about the fumble.
Well, Coach Burke, or not Coach, but Athletic Director Joe Burkhauser, he was standing right there, and he was pointing down. Now, of course, he's going to be a little biased towards his school, of course, and who blames him. But, man, there's obviously you're going to lobby, and they're going to lobby, but that is such a bad break. That's 8 fumbles on the game, and they've lost all 8 of them, plus an interception, 9. This is just
and we're still tied at 20s.
Yeah, just a culmination.
With 2:05 to go.
I'm going to have to grab my extra score sheet, Randy.
This is insane. So now, let's see what Rosholt. They have to go 99 yards in a couple of minutes. See if the Royals can't force something here. They're going to
safety.
They've might have done it.
Fumble!
They're safety.
Safety.
It is!
Safety! It's a safety, Randy!
Got a safety. Are you kidding? No, you are not kidding me. It's just typical of the way the night has gone. And pushing him back into the end zone is none other than Braxton Seinert, who forced the safety with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go.
Randy, this is something. I mean, the way that they're reacting, a few of the players are throwing their arms up like it was a touchdown, so I'm yelling fumble, and then they start doing the safety, so they go from Y, and they forgot the C.
And the M.
And they gave the A. So we're halfway there to the YMCA.
But there is still time on the clock, and the way this game is going, nothing can be taken for granted.
No. Well, the good thing, though, is it's a free kick. The Royals get the ball, but 8 fumbles later, can they hold on to it for that long?
And I think we're down to 1 timeout for the Hornets as well, because they used one on that 2-point conversion.
They might even.
Or
man,
they could be out.
I think they might be out.
So if that's the case, do you onside kick here?
Because
they're going to tee it up. Usually you punt.
Usually a punt.
But you have the choice to kick, and they will probably onside kick here. Yeah,
well, I mean, what other? It's like Kiss saying about nothing to lose.
Right. We've got a Royal down on the sideline that's being attended to. I don't think it's anything serious.
It looks like Steiner. It looked like it was 3.
If he was cramping a little bit there. So let's see what they do. Yep, they will onside kick it or squirt along the ground. Royals recover it at the 34-yard line.
They wanted to squirt out of there, too. Oh, man.
So, yeah, they will put it at the 34-yard line of Rosholt.
Yep, they're working on Steinert, so we're going to be looking at a different quarterback here at the moment.
be in. See who they're going to run out there for QB right now.
Timeout for the Royals.
Yeah.
So they're trying to buy a little bit of time here.
You know, we saw Steinert down kind of pounding the ground in the end zone, and I thought he was just celebrating that he had maybe caused the tackle there, but he might have been pounding the ground because he was banged up a little bit. And so they continue to work on his right leg, though, the way it appears, around the knee area, or maybe, I don't know, we want to speculate if it's a cramp in the right thigh
area. I'm thinking it's a cramp. I'm going to be optimistic here.
Sure.
So we've had a few other athletic events go on today, Randy.
Right, if they get him up, he's hobbling on that right leg.
Yeah. Girls tennis kicked off. Wisconsin Rapids' Haley Jensen, she unfortunately lost her first match against Angela Wang of University School of Milwaukee, 6-0, 6-0, so her season comes to an end. Number nine seed in the bracket, so I mean it's a tough break. But then the other two, Assumption, number one doubles, Sarah Shaw and Addie Vollert, names get familiar with because we're going to be mentioning them quite a bit this winter. They got the job done. Won the first set 6-2, dropped the second one 4-6, and won the race to 10 points in the third set 10-8. So they play tomorrow against one of the seeded teams. I'd have to double-check which one that is. But from Kenosha St. Joseph's Academy, they play tomorrow, 12:30. So day one in the books of individual and doubles tennis, and hopefully they can keep it going. They won their first match last year, so we'll see what happens here.
Looks like they're going to have Wiley Cornwell at the quarterback.
Sounds about right.
The Royals at the 34-yard line of Rosholt, first and 10, as he just quarterback sneaks it straight ahead. And maybe Rosholt is out of timeouts, and they just want to run.
I think they just called it. Heard another extra whistle.
Nope.
I guess not.
Continue here. So
2 yards.
Put it at the 32-yard line. Second down and 8. And we are down to a minute 45 and counting here in the ball game. Now, wouldn't that be something if, as crazy as this ball game has been, 10 turnovers to win it because of a safety after they're at the 1 yard line? Probably the best thing that could have happened.
The safety dance,
yeah,
dude.
It did not give Rosholt a chance to march down the field, right? Yeah,
you can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. And the Royals, they'll be dancing here, and they're not leaving anybody behind if this score holds. And Rosholt, I believe, is taking their final timeout.
Yep. So no gain on that carry. It'll be 3rd and 8 from the 37-yard line, actually.
Who would have thought I could make a reference to the safety dance?
I would have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who did that song?
Oh,
was it Bowie?
Jeepers cripes. You're making me look
now.
It
wasn't David Bowie, was it?
I'm sure Seth already knows.
Yeah, I'm looking for a...
I'm waiting for the text.
Come on, Seth. You should know.
No, let us down. Maybe he fell asleep. I wouldn't blame him.
Last I got is Dyson.
Me too. That's a great thing about a group chat. Oh, here we go. Men without hats. That's what I thought.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I thought it was.
The man, the myth, the legend, Seth Hatter.
We need to get him a shirt for that, like that for Christmas.
Yes.
I'm sure his wife's saying, don't you dare.
He's probably already got two of them.
Well, lucky number three.
So as we're going to come
but
out
But this is the first out. One from us, Randy.
That's true. See if we get it for $5 and split it. You pay four, I'll play one.
All right.
Third down and 8 yards to go. We've got 66 seconds. Excuse me, 76. It's $1.16 on the clock. Left here in the ball game. Third down for the Royals.
Steinert back
oh
in.
Oh, my goodness.
Fumble!
They pitch it. It's on the ground, and Rosholt's got it. Pitch right. Kind of stuck in. Was that Steinert? Remember?
Yes, it was. He was back.
Yeah, he's still limping out there.
Oh.
And the pitch to Camden Martin. Another fumble, and they still have life with a minute and 11 to go. My goodness.
8 fumbles, 8 lost, 1 interception, 9 turnovers in the game for the Royals. Statistically, this isn't going to be pretty. But minute 11, you can sneak out a win on this.
That would be insane.
In the words of my late father, who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
So Rosholt from their own 31, first down and 10 yards to go. And now they'll be running a reverse, and they pitch it, and it's caught. It went right past the defender.
There's a block in the back.
Yeah, it's going to come up to the 35, 36-yard line, but it's going to come back. And now we got a Hornet down on the field.
I think he just got swatted.
Getting a little up a little bit slowly. That's Aiden Wiese.
Hope he's all right.
Yeah.
So the good hard play game. You just.
There's the block in the back. The ball was at the 31-yard line. So no gain on the play. But now with the penalty, they'll push it back. They're going to mark it from the 30 instead of the 31. And they'll put it to the 20-yard line.
So you got to give them basically a negative one rush. I know they're marking a 10.
So they mark it at the 20-yard line. And it's got to be the 21 because otherwise it'd be an 11-yard penalty.
And now we're having this.
So first and 20 now from the 21-yard line of Rosh Holt. Wind the clock, says the official. So they do.
Pass.
Back to throw. Pressure coming up. Guess who? Parker Vruwink once again in on the tackle.
And the clock ticks.
Sophomore, 6'4", 170-pound, back at the 14-yard line. A loss of seven. Second down and 27 now for the Hornets.
We might need a lengthy timeout here at the end of the game because these are a lot of numbers I've got to try to add up with my math skills.
Back to throw. Once
pass.
Again. Under some duress, rolling to his left. Now back to the middle. Now back to the outside. He should go out of bounds, and he does.
Smart.
Mark him at the 24-yard line.
11.
10 yards on that, huh?
It depends on the far spot.
Yeah, if they give him the 25, which they do, so a gain of 11. Third down and 16 now from the 25.
And it goes from negative 20 yards rushing to just negative 9.
21 ticks to go.
I'm feeling good, Randy.
Royals lead it. 22-20. I normally would, but the way tonight's gone, I would not put anything past the Hornets on this one. See what they can do. They did a little trickeration before. Let's see what they try again here.
It all got to come out here now.
He's got some time. Letting it fly downfield. Airing it out, and it is almost caught. The 35, the 30, the 25 with 12 seconds to go. And they stop the clock to move the chains. As the ball is now at the 27-yard line.
How many yards you got, Randy?
He's got to clock it here, as he does. So they got 23 plus 25. 48 yards on that pass.
Jeepers
cripes.
Woo-wee. Jeepers cripes, you know.
So on first and 10, they spike it. And is now second and 10 with the ball at the Assumption 28-yard line.
That could have gone either way. That landed right in the arms of both the receiver and the defender.
I was waiting for him to bobble it far enough to get away from the Royal defender and walk it in for a
touchdown.
Yep,
and that's kind of what I was waiting for, too.
About time for two plays. There's 28 seconds left.
Just about, buddy.
8 seconds left. Back to pass. Throw. Looking, letting it fly downfield. There's nobody down there except...
Intercepted!
Camden Martin! Got it at the one with they run the clock out. I don't know if they'll put any time back on. It looked like there's maybe a second to go. We're going to wait and see what the officials decide to do here. There's no signal. The clock says zero. Are they going to say ball game? They are. The officials are walking.
Oh, man, Randy.
Camden Martin on the INT. And the Royals win their first and final game of the 2024 season. By a final score of 22-20. We got some numbers to add up. We've got some scoring highlights as well. Let's take one more final one-minute timeout, Seth. We're back right after this.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, if we've ever been involved in a more crazy football game, this memory does not recall it. What a ball game here tonight from Woodtrust Bank Field at Southwood County Stadium as the Assumption Royals trailing at 14-0 early, rally back, get a couple of TDs in that fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter, along with a safety in the fourth quarter with just 2:06 to go. Rosholt makes a valiant effort at the end, completes a long pass downfield. That was good for 48 yards, but couldn't get it into the end zone in the final play as it was picked off by Camden Martin, and the Royals get their first win of the year on the final game of the 2024 season. Let's just relay a little bit what happened to you in that second half as the Royals were trailing it by 2 at the break, 14-12, but then in the third quarter at the 8:13 mark, Camden Martin, from 2.5 yards out, kept a two-play drive that Wiley Cornwell's two-point run was short, and the Royals, got it in and made the score 20-14, Royals up by 6. And then with just 3:12 to go, a fumble return for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was no good by the Hornets, and the score was tied at 20 apiece. And then at the 2:06 mark, Royals fumbled at the 1 yard line. The very next play, they got a safety, grabbed a 22-20 lead, and despite 9 turnovers on the ball game, 8 fumbles and 1 interception. Usually, you win the turnover game, you win the ball game, but when you turn it over 9 times and you still win the ball game, that is just unbelievable. And that's what we saw here tonight. We're glad you were along to listen to the contest as the Royals pick up the win by the final of 22-20. And Michael's working feverishly while he does that. I'll say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors once again. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CBB. As we will be right back here tomorrow night. I don't know how we're going to top this one, but we're going to try our darndest tomorrow evening as the Huskies of Eau Claire North come a-calling to take on the Lincoln Red Raiders. And now, finally, all those stats. Michael, everybody kick up your feet and give a listen for the next 10 minutes because he's got a lot of them.
Well, got to do the best I can. Kept the best numbers I could through this wild game. Randy, we've talked about it. You've been around sports for a long time. So have I. And I'm getting close to 20 years of journalism with sports and high school sports specifically. I've seen some wild stuff. This might be the most wild game. I mean, and this might even top the week three that I saw when Nakusa played Westfield and had that walk-off 99-yard interception pick six. I think this tops it. But looking at the numbers here, starting with the Rosholt Hornets, Mason Lockery, 4 carries, 16 yards. Keegan O'Donnell, 9 for negative 9 yards rushing. Tough night for the young man there. Caleb Zick, 22 carries, 87 yards. He really had a nice spot there for the Hornets. Then, of course, Aiden Wiese, he got on there in there too. 1 carry, 2 yards. And big number 31, Wyatt Lorbecki, he had 1 carry for 13 yards. So that's 37 carries for 109 yards. O'Donnell, 6 completions out of 18 attempts, 2 interceptions for 137 yards. That's 246 yards in the game for the Hornets. That'd be, now looking at receiving numbers, Gavin Aaron, he had 2 carries for 34 yards, 2 catches for 34 yards. Weeza, 1 carry for 14. Pull it up to Caleb Zick. He had 2 for 78, so he had some big receiving yards to go along with what he did on the ground. That's Weeza for, double check my roster. That's Weez actually with 2 receptions. My apologies on that for 25 yards. Excuse me for that on my air there. There's just so much that goes on. The road is number down twice. It happens. Nolan Betker, he had a reception for 11 yards as well. 14 first downs in the game for the Hornets. And they had 18 penalties for 92 yards, 2 inches in the game, as they had 3 fumbles and 2 of them were lost. The big thing, though, Randy, was just they just couldn't finish, unfortunately, as they had that nice 14-0 lead and just couldn't hold on. After that fast start, their offense fell as much as they moved the ball. Just
couldn't hit the end zone. We've seen that a few times this year as the Royals are breaking team huddle and begin the senior night festivities. Now we're flipping the page over to the Assumption Royals. Big night for Wiley Coyote Cornwell as he capped off his season. 22 carries, 93 yards, followed by Joseph Johnson. Capped off his career, 8 carries, 93 yards, as his speed really burned those Hornets. Camden Martin, 7 carries, 42 yards, and Braxton Steinert to add 11 carries for 60 yards. That's 48 carries, 288 yards. Steinert, 0 for 1 in the game with an interception, so no passing yards. Royals finished the game with 288 yards, so they won the yards battle. 14 first downs for the Royals as well, as they had 8 penalties, a lot of costly ones, for 95 yards. They put the, Randy, put the ball on the ground 8 times, lost all 8 of them, and threw an interception, and even had a scoop and score, and they still won the game. Unreal. Great job, great perseverance by those Assumption Royals. Proud of them. That's a heck of a football game, and they get to go off into the offseason on a positive note. It's a wonderful thing to see, and, man, we saw something tonight.
Yeah, I think if somebody's just joining us right now and they're going, did he just say that they fumbled it 8 times and were picked off once and they won? You heard it right, as the Royals are victorious by the final of 22-20 as they get a safety with 2:06 to go to be the margin of victory here tonight. 9 turnovers, and they come up winners. So both teams end the season with a record of 1-8, and a little bit of a happier night for the Royals, as those 5 seniors, as you talked about earlier, Michael, start down at the north end zone and head to the south, and players out there as well as the fans who have remained, give them a round of applause as they make that long senior trip from one end zone to the other. We're going to make our trip back home right now, but we'll be back tomorrow night at about 6:50 as the Lincoln Red Raiders get set to play host to the Huskies of Eau Claire North. So until then, for Michael Comer and Seth Haberger, did a great job back at our studios entertaining us all night long. This is Randy Paul saying, so long, everybody. You've been listening to Victorious Assumption Royal Football here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Join the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce on Friday, October 18th from 7 to 9:15 a.m. at Mid-State Technical College for the Fall Legislative Breakfast. You'll hear an update from legislators and local community representatives. Registration is required and ends on October 11th. To register, call 715-422-4861. If it's happening in the Heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
CBS News Brief. A Texas appeals court has reversed a judge's order to delay today's scheduled execution of a man who would become the first person in the U.S. to be put to death for a murder conviction tied to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. The ruling by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals was immediately appealed to the Texas Supreme Court as supporters of Robert Roberson sought to spare him from execution for his conviction in the 2002 death of his two-year-old daughter. Israel says the top Hamas leader, Yahya Sinwar, has been killed by its troops during an operation in Gaza. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
In recent weeks, as the Israeli prime minister said today, they have taken out some of the most notorious leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah, and that is dismantling Iran's terror network in the region.
President Biden is in Berlin for meetings with European leaders about Ukraine. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Earlier this week, President Biden announced a $425 million military aid package for Ukraine, with more commitments to come in the near future.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Wisconsin Rapids River Kings celebrate 10 years. This junior hockey team with the U.S. Premier Hockey League, led by head coach and GM Paul Peckman, is looking forward to many successful seasons while focusing on the advancements of their players to the next level. The River Kings make their home debut in Rapid City on October 27th and 28th against Hudson, with puck drop at 7 p.m. on the 27th and noon on the 28th. Find more info and their full game schedule at riverkingshockey.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend, mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. Currently 51 degrees.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back then.
trick in the book. She knows how to give, she knows how to take, 'cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart with my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies. Lord, she's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. Boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make her own alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all.
Sitting up high on the road than a little old car. I'm a little more bust your back than take it for free. And that's how I'll always be. I'm a little more lose my temper than to sit on back. I'm a little more old Hank Williams than that